This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jennifer Sullivan.
I'm Jess Matlin. How's it going?
Good. I felt like I needed to do my call letters. Like every couple episodes, I have to give you my full name again, just in case you forgot who I was. I'm not just Jen, you know? It's like Time and Temperature from Jennifer Sullivan. You like
time
that?
Time and Temp. Okay, listen, this is a goodie. A couple weeks ago, I was like, yo, I need help. I need help with the cleaning, with the organizing. I just like, that is not my forte. And it's definitely not my pleasure. But Jen, you came through.
That's what friends do, my friend. I was thinking, well, this will be cool. I'll do all the work for her. I will find someone who can. No, this is the best thing about, like, I think good gifts are the ones that, like, you didn't have to do work. Like, I love a gift certificate, but then someone gives you a gift certificate and it's like, what if it didn't work at the store? Now I got to think what to buy. You know, you want to make your life easier for your friends. So I went searching. I was like, who can I get on the show to talk about cleaning and organizing, get all the tips, and I'll do the interview for Jess. So all she has to do is pop in her little earbuds and be...
Just tell me what to do.
Exactly. Guess who's here to do that? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You know already. Who's coming?
You know, because she's in the title. But Vanessa okay. Amaro, queen of clean, one of the most popular clean talk influencers on TikTok.
Clean talk.
I'm a little bit of a fangirl. I hope I kept it together okay in the beginning of the interview because I have been following her videos for a little while now. So Vanessa and her husband are housekeepers. They have a small housekeeping business in Austin. And during the pandemic, well, she'll explain to you how that got started. During the pandemic, she started posting videos with her cleaning advice.
Okay.
And woof, it took off. So she and her husband still clean houses, mostly as volunteers for families in need because her career kind of has taken off. She wrote an ebook that you can now download, which of course I downloaded. I'll put a link to it in our blog. You could buy that also from her TikTok and her Instagram. And she works with companies like Scrub Daddy, Clorox to promote their products. And I was in heaven with all of this. Like cleaning is my love language. So we're going to help you clean.
Why do you like to clean?
Your beauty products. Why do I like to clean?
Yeah, like what, like it freaks me out.
I will tell you, it is, I feel productive, but yet don't have to engage my brain. There's no decision making. There's no actual work. It's like physical meditative labor. And I don't feel like I'm just sitting on the couch watching TV, which then gives me the guilt of I didn't get done XYZ that I have to do. Whenever I have a big project in front of me and I want to like put it off, I'll clean instead because I feel like, well, at least I cleaned.
But Jen, yeah, I feel like it does engage my brain. I feel like it does engage my brain. Oh, and it's like, like, oh my God, wait, where do I put all these things?
Oh, we talk about that. She's got the advice for you. Everything needs a home. I'm not even going to get into it because everybody's going to listen, of course.
Okay.
To Vanessa Amaro. Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you, Vanessa. Here she is.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm like fangirling so hard. I love your videos on TikTok. And listen, if anybody listening to this podcast doesn't know who you are, maybe they just know you from TikTok or they saw one of your videos.
Yeah.
You're more than a lady who makes content on TikTok, obviously. You have professional experience, right? In cleaning, you are a housekeeper. Tell me about that. Tell me about your story.
Yeah. I mean, years ago, my husband lost his job and it was like, you know, bills don't wait for you, you know, so you got to find something and you got to find it fast. It's not like we had time to go back to school. We had bills to pay. We had, you know, to feed ourselves. So I said to him, well, you know, I have cleaned houses in the past and I really love doing it and I know how to do it very well. And I know it can pay good money. So I said, would you be okay with cleaning houses? And to my surprise, he was like, yeah, of course. It's an honest job. Why wouldn't I be okay with it? So we started cleaning houses. Then the pandemic hit, right? And so we're all bored inside our houses. I had to watch all the Netflix that I could possibly watch. I went through all my purchases of movies and series and we were just like bored. So my sister kept sending me videos of this app called TikTok. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll download it. You got me. So I downloaded and I saw that, sure, there was a lot of teenagers dancing, but there was also people, right? A lot. But there was also people that were professionals at their job and they were teaching you things that you didn't know, that maybe you were doing things wrong or you should do this or things like that. So I was like, I'm a housekeeper and I am like really good at my job. I feel like I have something to teach people. So I started making videos. They went viral and that's the story. That's how my story started.
And your husband's name is Alex, right?
Yes, Alex.
Is it still just the two of you? Like, I know you do a lot of volunteer work and clean houses for families in need, but like, do the two of you really still go just the two of you to clean a house?
It really is just the two of us. I know.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It's crazy because like you would think that we would have like a whole like production company and like we would just go and film and people would clean it afterwards. No, I actually film all the process from start to finish. So there's no way that I could like cheat the system because I'm on every single video and I don't want to cheat the system. I enjoy doing it.
No. So where do you guys live? You're in Texas,
Austin,
right?
Austin, Texas. Yes.
So I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Some of these houses are so big. I was like, they have their own room for the laundry machine? What?
Oh, yeah. And definitely, like, when you look at their laundry rooms, you're like, am I in the kitchen? Like, is this a second kitchen? Because they have, like, a whole, like, second fridge and, like, a huge, like, island and a sink and just, like, It's insane. Like, so many cabinets.
That's why I was like, I can't believe just the two of them do that. But it's so amazing to hear that's how it gets done. That means we can do it too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a two production person. So you guys got this.
Of course. And so what's your work ethic? Like, are you 24/7 work kind of person, or how do you like relax and have fun?
To be honest, I'm work, 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 work. And then a little bit of play time, which I need to be better at having me time and having husband and wife time. Because like, for example, yesterday we wanted to go to the pool. It was a Sunday and it was like maybe like 6 o'clock. And finally I put the phone down because I was working, editing, posting videos. He's like, you know what? We should have been at the pool since like 3 o'clock, but you have been working. So, you know, I am a workaholic. So I'm trying to be better at not working as much.
I'm impressed by your work ethic and content. And every time I go on your page, I'm like, she put up another video. Oh, good Lord. I make one podcast a week and I'm tired. So I'm impressed with you completely. And I know I wanted to have you come on the podcast because we've been talking a lot about how disorganized like beauty products and toiletries can get and gross and dirty. So I have some questions for you about that. But just in general, because I've read your ebook. By the way, everybody go download her ebook. You will learn like things you did not even know you needed to know about cleaning your house. But it's really daunting to some people to like start, especially if they're the kind of person that hasn't done the cleaning every week like they're supposed to. Yeah. So if someone needs to get their house in order and they just like don't even know where to start, what do you suggest doing first?
Okay, so like you said, I created a cleaning ebook, and in that ebook, I have like cleaning checklists. So like you can literally be like a key, like checking every task after you do it. I have like cleaning how-tos, cleaning recipes, you know, cleaning schedules. So like if you have ADHD and you need somebody to literally tell you when to do things, I got you. But honestly, I feel like cleaning is something that we do as adults because we have to do that. You know, we are responsible adults. We have to clean our houses. And my theory here is if I don't clean my house, nobody else is going to come and do it. My mom isn't coming. My best friend isn't coming. My neighbor isn't coming. Nobody cares. This is your house. And for me, it's like, this is where my family lives. This is not just my house. It is my home. This is where memories happen. This is where my dogs live. This is where you create core memories that will last for you forever, you know? So for me, having a clean house is like key.
We don't want to have those memories and then be like, oh yeah, with the dust bunnies in the right. corner or whatever. Right. I read a tip once that you said, I forget where I read this, but you said, don't put it down, put it away.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you mean by that? Because I feel like a lot of people can learn this lesson.
Yeah.
Me included.
No, definitely. So the biggest thing for me is when I used to live with my mom still, with my parents, my mom would have this saying that she was like, don't put it down, put it away. And we had like this entryway mud room where everything goes to die slowly, right? And then you have food, shoes, bags, makeup, everything that you can think of when you walk through the door, everybody would just dump it there. So she would get so mad and she started saying, don't put it down, put it away. So which meant that for a while, we weren't allowed to use the mud room anyways because we lost our privileges. So when you come to the house with your bag and your, you know, tumbler with water and your notebooks and, you know, your makeup, that meant that you had to go and put it on the place that it belongs. So, you know, it's very easy to do your makeup and just like put it down, but just try for once to like use your powder brush. And then if you're not going to use it again, put it back in its container or in its organizer. Or, you know, if you're done.
Is this how you don't lose things too? Because like
this is how you sunglasses? Don't lose things.
The number of sunglasses I bought this summer, I just started buying like the $5 ones because I've lost them so many times because I put them down.
I know.
Just put them away.
So instead of putting them down, just put them where they belong. And something else that my mom taught me is that everything inside your house has a home, or it should have a home. And if everything inside your house has a home, then you know where to put it away or put it down. Not put it down, put it away. So yeah, that's something that really helped me as well.
I need a sunglasses home. Okay, I'm going to think on that after we talk. Okay, you mentioned makeup brushes is a good thing because there are a lot of beauty kind of related places in our homes that can get pretty gross, which is ironic because they're supposed to make us beautiful, you know, like a makeup bag. Oh, all right, I'm going to get into that. But first up, question about the medicine cabinet. I don't understand this. It's not like the shelves are on display getting dust like the shelves in your bookcases. You know, they're closed behind the mirror for some people or behind the cabinet, and they still get so gross. Why is that? And do you clean inside?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I have either I have a video in it or I have not posted, but I know I have filmed it. And my husband and I went through our medicine cabinet. And you know what the thing is that we don't throw away medicine. I feel like nobody goes and declutters their medicine cabinet. Like we had medicine in there since like 2018 that was like expired in 2018, which meant that was probably in there since like 2015. And it's crazy. So, you know, the first thing that I would say is you want to clean house. First rule is you have to declutter first. Before cleaning your house, before you can start to really get down and scrub, just declutter. Because then you will have less things to clean. So go in there and first things first, declutter your medicine cabinet. After that, sure, pull everything out, give it a good wipe, done a good, you know, cleaning, and then put it back. You're going to feel so much better.
I see all these videos on TikTok. The second place I want to ask you about is like where you store your extra toiletries. Listen, we all go to Costco. We want to get the deal. Oh my God. I'm going to buy four at once so I can have the other three. And then we have these closets full of like doomsday preppers, beauty products and like stuff like that. How do you put them in like acrylic cases? How do you keep them clean? I see people on TikTok that like have all these like organizers. What do you do?
So I have baskets. I have not gotten as fancy as like acrylic organizers yet. Our new house is under construction, so I have not been wanting to buy a lot of things.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It took us long enough.
That video made me so happy. I don't know when that happened that you got a new house, but that's exciting. Anyway.
Like a month ago, so not that long. But yeah, so I'm not as fancy yet, but I will be fancy when I get my new house. But for now, I just have baskets from either the Dollar Tree, honestly, like this is no cap, the Dollar Tree or Target if you have a bigger budget. But to be honest, it's the same thing. So, and if you're on a tight budget, hey, you know what? Me too. Just go to the Dollar Tree, buy baskets, put everything nicely, and then find a cabinet or maybe a linen closet that you don't use as much and organize everything. And to be honest, a label maker changed my life because I can label anything. And then when the label is no longer, you know, relevant, I can just peel it off and do another one. So, yeah.
I like the baskets too. My cousin was staying with me for a couple weeks and she would not stop making fun of me that I had drawers inside drawers. So like you'd open the drawer, but then I'd have like, you know, little baskets for pens and pencils so it's not rolling around. I was like, doesn't everybody do that? I don't know.
Definitely that's a must for me. I am sitting
Tell my cousin, thank you.
Yeah, right now on my desk and I can tell you that I have little baskets for my pens and everything because nobody wants to open a drawer and then everything kind of just go. That's not fun. No.
All right. So baskets is key. And that way also, I guess, if you can just pull out the basket, you can just do the wipe down of the shelf much easier than like product by product.
No, definitely. Yes.
You'd think I would have learned. No one teaches this. That's the other thing, right? Like you go through high school, you're like, cool, I know how to do geometry with like triangles that I will never use.
Never.
And no one ever taught me how to clean my house.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Like for home economics, you know, teach people how to wash a toilet. What products to use, what products not to mix so you don't end up in the ER. Like basic common knowledge. And something that I've understood since being on social media is like common sense is not common knowledge. Let that sink in for a minute. Like common sense is not common knowledge. Because for me, it's like, yeah, you should never mix bleach and vinegar. Like that's duh, obvious, right? Like in my mind. But since being on social media, it's like, no. Like that's maybe for me, it's common sense, but people don't know it.
I know. And you have a page in your ebook where it's like all the combos of no ingredients that shouldn't go together because they can make toxic fumes or be dangerous. So
yeah, I'm very interested in making cleaning easy, fun, but safe because, you know, so many people on TikTok have been making videos of like mixing 20 or 30 different chemicals in their bathtub and the inner freaking me is just like screaming, you're going to end up in the ER. So definitely don't do that.
You want to be clean. Yes. Not sick. Yeah. All right. We talked about the vanities where you keep your toiletries and things. What about the actual makeup bag? And like it's makeup stuff. You know, you always have a good full beat on. You know, it's meant to last a long time. It stains. Yes. How do you clean the makeup products and the inside of like a makeup bag?
Okay, so something that is great for removing like foundation, anything that's very greasy, is alcohol. It works like a charm. So I just put in like on a cotton swab.
Like rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol, yeah. Whatever you use for your cuts and scrapes, you know, just grab that and, you know, I just put it on a cotton swab and I try to remove as much as I can. And I always try to buy makeup bags that I can throw in the washer. For me, that's the first thing for me. I don't care if it's cute. I don't care if you're the perfect size. If you are not, you know, washing machine good to go, I don't want you, because that's, you know, I'm looking for easy peasy, 1, 2, 3. I don't have time to go in there and spot clean it. No. So I either remove the makeup with a little bit of rubbing alcohol. Also, you know, just apply whatever stain remover that you want all over it. Let it sit for a good 30 minutes to an hour and then throw it in the washer. You're done.
The alcohol is a really good idea. You did mention foundation. This happens to me. I have like beige fingerprints all over the house that I don't realize. Like I'll look at the white closet door like a week later. I'm like, that's got to be foundation. Like I forget that it's on my fingers. How do you get it off of like walls and doors if it's not, you know, not a makeup product?
Yeah.
On a wall.
So there's this company called CEP, C-E-P, and they sell it at Home Depot, and it's called wall cleaner. Let's say wall cleaner. There's something else in there, but wall and doors and like baseboards cleaner. So like it works for everything. But to me, it's a CEP wall cleaner. It's amazing at cleaning like your walls, your doors, your like baseboards, anything where you get makeup. It also removes like crayons and like pen marks. It's
without
amazing.
Taking the paint off, because that's
Correct.
What I'm always worried about.
Correct.
Yeah, because I started doing rubbing alcohol on my white closet doors, Ooh. Which are painted.
Yeah,
took our faces like, what did you do, Jen? But then the paint started coming off along with the makeup, and I was like, what have I done?
Which is one of the same reasons. Like I do recommend like an eraser sponge. For example, Scrub Daddy has an amazing eraser daddy sponge. You know, like a magic eraser.
Like the melamine foam ones.
Correct. However, if you have flat paint, don't use them, because essentially what this sponge is, it's like a super fine file and you're not realizing that you're removing the paint slowly. And if you have flat paint, it removes it even faster, quicker. And so just don't use it. If you have a gloss finish or like a semi, then sure, go ahead, but just don't overly use it. So that's why I feel like the cleaner is much better.
Yeah, I learned that the wrong way. I used a magic eraser on my wood floors because there was like, you know, scuff marks, but I just kept doing it like year after year. And I realized I was like scuffing off the varnish on the wood.
You were sanding them down. Yes.
Sanding them down, I guess, basically. God, if you saw my house. Okay, this is why we're having you on the podcast. Not everybody knows this stuff.
There we go. Yes.
So for you, I was going to ask you how you store makeup supplies. Do you keep it in a bag or do you have like drawers for your makeup?
Okay, so I have a vanity makeup desk, and inside the drawers, I do have acrylic organizers. Yes, I did invest in my makeup because, you know, I'm a girly girl and I'm like, you know what? Everything else in my house can look ugly, but not my makeup. So I went on Amazon, to be honest, because Target is a little too pricey for my liking. But if you want to go to Target, just go to Target. And I just bought acrylic organizers and I measured to know exactly how many I would need and what sizes. And I just organized everything in acrylic organizers.
So the makeup, you have like a desk to sit down and do it. That's nice.
Yeah, because, you know, it's my time.
Or vanity.
It's Vanessa's time. I put on a movie and then I sit down on my comfy chair and I just do my makeup for like a good hour. And it's my time. It's my enjoyable time.
I feel you. Sometimes like if it's like date night with my husband, I have more fun. No, okay. I have more fun on the date, but I really like the process of just getting ready. You know, it relaxes you, puts you in the mood to like go out. I totally
and
feel you on that.
I also have like all my hair stuff like on a little table right besides my makeup desk. So while I'm sitting down doing my makeup, after I'm done, I do my hair and I'm still sitting down. I don't like to rush the process of getting ready. Unless I really have to, this is my time to make me feel special. So I don't like doing my makeup or my hair on my bathroom standing up because it just doesn't seem enjoyable. I want to be sitting down with maybe a glass of wine, watching my favorite movie and just, you know, taking my time.
I hear you. You brought up the hair. I have to ask because I have a couple personal questions about cleaning stuff. My hairbrush. hairbrushes get so gross. I'm like, what is this? This is not hair. It's like lint that gets in there. How do you clean a hairbrush?
You know, I am so sorry to tell you this, but it's actually dead skin cells and it's dandruff and it's built up product. If you use dry shampoo and, you know, hairspray, you know, all of that.
Well, I know dust is dead skin cells that like on our furniture. I guess I never thought about that. I just thought it was like lint that was in my hair.
No, we wish it was lint, but it's dead skin collecting over the months or even years on your hairbrush. So for that,
I don't let it go years. I'm like maybe a 1 month one. Right, so what do we do? Yeah. Okay, what do we do?
First, the first thing we have to do is remove all the hair, right? Just remove all the hair. And for that, I like to use like a rat tail comb and I just kind of push it through and lift all the hair. Super easy. Just please don't forget not to throw it in your bathroom, like in your toilet. People like to throw hair in the toilet and that goes into the drainage system. And I'm like, that's a big no-no. Yeah, so throw it in your trash can, you know, and then make a little bowl of warm water, not hot water, but warm water with a little bit of Dawn dish soap or whatever dish soap you like. You like the organic stuff? Use the organic stuff. I love it. So just a few drops, maybe 5 to 10 drops, swirl it around, you know, just give it a good mix with your hand and put the hairbrush in. And just let it sit. Let it sit for a good 30 to 45 minutes. Come back, give it a good brush. Brush down with maybe like a cleaning brush that you haven't used for like your toilets or your showers, you know?
Yeah.
And then
the just brush only it. Cleaning brush.
Exactly. Yes. There we go. We need a brush to clean our brush. And then, you know, give it a good rinse down, put it to dry, and you should be good to go. It's so simple.
So there's oils in there from your skin. So that's why you want like the Dawn or some sort of oil cutting soap, which I don't think I ever went that far with that step. I was like, dry stuff should work. I'll put a tissue and I'll try and pull it out. But obviously that's why it wasn't coming off.
Yeah, now exactly. Just don't do anything too abrasive. You know, we don't want any bleach. We don't want any like Lysol in there. So, you know, just a little Dawn dish soap and warm water. It's going to do the trick. So, you know, sometimes the simple things work the best.
I like that. Okay, here's another one that I'm not simple. I have an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
Vanessa, it gets so gross.
Like
not
at the bottom,
head that I put in my mouth. Yes, what is going on there? Yes.
I have no idea, but like when I used to clean my clients' houses, I'm like, ew, it gets like gunky and it gets like slimy and it gets
I thought it was hard water builds up, but that didn't really get it off. I don't know.
It's crusty. Okay, so this is what it is. Because when you're done brushing your teeth, you kind of rinse it and then you put it back, but there's water still dripping from it with a little bit of toothpaste left. So it's just making like a paste at the base of the electric toothbrush. And it almost becomes like a crust. So, you know, again, just grab maybe some paper towels that have any multi-surface cleaner that you want. You know, you can get some organic stuff. You can get Lysol. You can get something from Clorox that is bleach-free. Like they have like a Scentiva line that smells amazing. And with paper towels, just start rubbing it against it until you remove that crust. And a tip that I will give you is just allow your toothbrush to fully dry and rinse it very well before you put it back on the charging base. You know, maybe you keep like a washcloth or like a face towel on the side and let it maybe you go pee, you know, you take your nighttime pee before you hit the bed, you know, maybe while you're getting, you know, your nighttime pee, you put your toothbrush on the face towel so that it can fully dry and then put it back on the charging station.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well.
How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
So that crusty paste is probably like weeks of toothpaste buildup, like mineral, like fluoride, calcium, whatever's in there, like making a little crusty paste.
Yeah, that's gross. Exactly.
Okay. You mentioned Scentiva, which I knew I was so excited to talk to you because I know you love a good smell. And we talk about fragrance all the time on this podcast. Just in general, like what scent to you, like in your life before you even started this TikTok was like, that smells clean. Is there something you associate with that smell?
Okay. I have two different things, but one of them is associated with like my Latino culture. Growing up in a Mexican household, the minute you walk through your house and you smell the purple fabuloso.
I was like, she's going to say fabuloso. I know. Yes. I know.
I mean, it's like the thing, you know, like it's what my mom used to mop our house with. And like when I used to come home from school, I was like, oh my God, she's cleaning. We got to take our shoes off because she's going to hit us with a chancla, you know, if we step on her freshly mopped floors. But now as an adult, I was overly saturated with the Purple Fabuloso. I still like it from time to time, just not. I wonder what that scent is.
I should look that up.
It's like, lavender. Is it lavender? It's lavender, yeah.
But it doesn't smell like natural. It's a little bit like sweeter synthetic lavender, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah. I guess it's purple. I should have thought of that. But like it never smells like lavender to me. Okay.
And for me, it's such a like nostalgic smell. You know, if I smell it anywhere, I'm like, they're cleaning. So it's like automatic. You know, Purple Fabuloso, and I'm like, somebody's cleaning on here. Like, I don't care where I am, but I smell it, and I'm like, who's cleaning? You know, it's like automatic. But now, for me, it's like eucalyptus or peppermint. Because to me, I never had really money to go to the spa, but a few months ago, or like maybe like last year, so yeah, maybe a few months ago, we went to the spa for the first time. And the first thing I smelled was peppermint and eucalyptus. So I kind of, and the spa was very clean, very zen, very relaxed. And so I automatically, you know, kind of put two and two together, like cleanliness and peppermint just kind of go together. And there's this natural brand, plant-based cleaning product brand that's called Athos, and it's female-owned, it's vegan, it's cruelty-free, just all good stuff. And I created my own line of cleaning products with her, and she has a bathroom peppermint cleaner. And when she asked me, Vanessa, what do you want for your line? I was like, give me the peppermint bathroom cleaner. So the peppermint is clean.
Eucalyptus is clean. That's what smells good to you now.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Then they are spa smells. Like who doesn't want to feel like they're in a spa when they're in their bathroom or their house?
That's exactly how I feel.
Okay, here's another question for you. I look at all the products I clean my house with, and they all have different smells. I'm not about to buy the same. Like, you know, some brands work better for this kind of product, whatever. How do you prevent it from getting overwhelming, like all those different scents, when you're cleaning your own house or somebody else's house?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like people are overusing cleaning products just like off the bat. People are using too much in the mop bucket
or whatever.
Exactly. So like you put too much cleaning product on your mop bucket and now your whole house smells like Fabuloso, but then you're cleaning with a peppermint cleaner and you're like, my God, this is too much. And then, you know, maybe the glass cleaner smells like a fresh scent and you're like, whoa, you have like a million scents. But if you start with just using less, you know, just start with using less, I feel like people should be good to go, because I never feel like my whole house smells like five different scents. And it's because I'm not using too much, if that makes sense.
You know what I realize? It totally does, because I bought the big size refill for my multi-surface cleaner. I think it was Mrs. Meyers or something.
Yeah.
And I was pouring it into the bottle every time I would do it. And I was like, wow, we really go through this stuff real quick in the house. I finally read the label. Apparently, I was supposed to water down. It was like a concentrate. And you're like a quarter of a bottle with three quarters of a bottle of water to... And it's a concentrate. So I was spraying that shit. Excuse me. I was spraying that stuff straight on my counters.
Oh my God.
And it smelled really strongly. So also, if anybody's like me, check that it's not a concentrate and it needs to be watered down, which is what you were saying. Like, you might be using too much.
Yeah, definitely. And a tip for you is, if you clean something and after you clean, it feels a little sticky, you use way too much. Like if you clean your floors, you mop them and then you walk through them and you hear... Because they're sticky, that means you use too much product.
Oh my God. Then I think, oh, I didn't do a good job mopping and I mop again, but probably just keeping it sticky because I had too
correct.
Much
yeah.
Mr. Clean in
so
the
bucket.
So
if that happens to you, just mop with a fresh bucket of water, just water, no product, no more product, just so that you can rinse all of that.
Oh, like a rinse.
Yeah.
Like if we were doing our hair, we got to get the conditioner out.
Correct.
Like, yeah. Yes. Okay. Good. See, I'm relating it back to beauty so I can fully understand. That's an excellent tip. I was going to ask you, what about, this has got to have happened to you because it's happened to me when I worked in beauty stores and stuff.
Yeah.
People who are sensitive to smells, or they say they're allergic, or it's just like gives them a migraine. Some people get migraines from certain scents. What do you tell them to clean with? Because everything, a lot of stuff is scented.
A lot of stuff is scented. Okay, so I have a bunch of tips for that. First of all is clean with a steam mop or a steam cleaner. Because when you clean with a steam cleaner, you're not using any chemicals. You're using distilled water. So nothing else should go in the tank. No bleach, no Fabuloso, no soap, no nothing. Just distilled water. You can use that for, you know, your floors, for cleaning your stove, for cleaning your oven, your window tracks, just so many different things. So try to go on that route. And the steam is actually so hot that it's not only going to clean, but sanitize and disinfect because of the high temperature of, you know, the steam.
A steam cleaner and distilled water is probably really important because I had one of those at one point and I was putting tap water in it and it got crusty.
Yeah, because, you know, of all the minerals that is on the tap water. And so because of the steam, yeah, don't people just use distilled water?
What was it called? The shark or something? My friend was like, you have to get it. And then like 3 months later, I was like, it doesn't work anymore. It was, as we like to say on this podcast, it was user error. As in me, the user, making a big error with that one. Okay, that's good. Steam cleaning if you're sensitive to smells. Yeah, steam cleaning.
And then another thing is go for natural cleaners. Look, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that not all natural cleaners work. I don't care if you're like, but this is my favorite brand. No, they suck. They're not doing anything. They're not going to remove the mold, the mildew from your shower. But there's a few brands, less than what you think, but there's a few brands that actually make cleaning, natural cleaning products that work, that actually clean. And sure, you're probably going to have to try a few before you find one that you really like. But I feel like if you get headaches or you're just allergic to scents, it might be worth it for you to try, you know? So that's another thing. Try
and cleaning. They like scent them with essential oil or something instead of like a fragrance.
Correct. Like natural oils. And I feel like it's really important that you invest in yourself because those natural cleaning products or brands, yes, they're more expensive than, you know, something that you get at the Dollar Tree or at Walmart or whatever. But if it's something that you're like, well, it actually like makes me physically ill, just invest in you. You're worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. You seem to be really into microfiber cloths and I need to understand this because in my world, and when, you know, my mom, how she cleans, whatever, we cut up old t-shirts. That's our cleaning rags, right? Because I also feel like I'm reusing and upcycling. Why are micro, like, I, and then I see you wipe stuff and I'm like, oh, it all just came up. What does it do? Why is a microfiber cloth so special?
Well, there's so many different reasons. But first of all, I feel like the clean freak, look, props to you if you can recycle like that. I feel like if I don't recycle like that, I have to make it up in other ways, right? Because I have to do my part for the world as well. But I just, the clean freak inside of me just tells me that shirt was worn by someone and they sweated in that. Or, you know, whatever it is. And unless you stripped the fabric, I just don't feel comfortable using it to clean.
I'm using an old dirty t-shirt to clean my toilet, but maybe I should get a microfiber cloth.
Yeah.
Do they pick up more dirt too than like cotton fabric?
They pick up more
dirt.
They pick up more water. So like if you're cleaning something that spilled, like it's just with one swoosh, like one swipe and it's gone. There are also a lot of them are like antibacterial. So they don't harbor any like smells or like if washed properly, of course. Again, user error. Don't blame the microfiber towels if you don't wash them correctly. But, you know, I feel like there's just so many different benefits. And I love that I have them
get some
color coded. So that is something that you can't do with a t-shirt because they all look not white, but a little like off-white. So,
oh yeah, I use like the ones with graphics on them too. Like, no.
Correct.
Wait, so each, what do you mean? Like these are the toilet ones, these are the kitchen ones and like they're different colors?
Yeah, so I have a color system just to make sure that the microfiber towel I use to clean the toilet or the spilled over pee from my husband on the toilet floor, you know, doesn't go into my kitchen countertop. I don't want that. Who wants that? So I have a color-coded
system.
I'm
thinking about the dog messes that I've cleaned, and then I just throw it in the washing machine, which doesn't sanitize, right? I'm just cleaning it, I guess.
Well, unless you are actually sanitizing it properly, but that's like a whole different procedure than just throwing it in the washer.
Oh, I know. I learned from your book that I read. I was like, sanitizing. I don't do that. I just clean. But then again, I have a small household. Like I wasn't that worried. You know, post-pandemic, I wasn't as worried about bacteria and things. But now that I'm thinking about it, you know, dog pee probably is not
so, like,
the most sanitized thing.
Definitely. But just to give you like a super quick like example, I use purple for kitchen. I use green for bathrooms, yellow for dusting. And that's just like an idea. At least have one color for bathrooms and one color for kitchen. If you don't want to have a bunch of them, that's fine. That's fine. Just one for bathrooms and one for kitchen. And then everything else can just share another color. Yeah.
Are there any other tools besides microfiber cloths that you're really into?
Yes, glass towels. And you might be thinking, what are glass towels? Essentially, they're still microfiber towels, but I call them glass towels. And if you type it on Amazon, like glass towels, they will actually appear like the towels that I'm telling you. So I can't use anything else to clean my glass doors, my windows, my mirrors, than the glass towels. They are amazing. They're this blue towels that just give you like a streak-free finish. And I am obsessed. Like, I know people clean their mirrors and their glass doors with like paper towels or, you know, like newspaper. In Mexico, they use newspaper. I can't do that. I've been spoiled. They're too good.
Okay, glass towels, so they yes. don't leave behind like little pieces of whatever.
Lint, smart. Streaks, nothing. Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay, let's talk about you. Let's talk beauty. Your hair is gorgeous. Like every time I see your ponytail swinging behind your hat, I'm like, it grew so long. It's fabulous. Are you still into the Fable and Mane? What are you using these days?
Yep, still my Fable and Mane. I am loyal to a T. Just there's nothing better in
Which
my opinion.
Product you think it made your hair grow, right?
It made my hair grow back. Not just grow, but grow back. So I suffer from trichotillomania. If anybody else out there knows what it is, it means that I have so much anxiety that I literally pluck my hair out when I'm anxious. And I used to leave bald spots on my hair. And during the pandemic, my anxiety, because of everything that was happening, got so bad that I left bald spots on my scalp. So I literally went to Sephora and I was like, oil for hair. And Fable and Mane came up and I learned about the Indian rituals, you know, about oiling your scalp and how it's amazing for hair growth and for all of this different things. Like there's just so many different benefits. I bought it, I used it. And then a few months later, my hair started coming back like so fast, but like fast and a lot. And thick and luxurious and glossy. And I was like, oh, that's the secret. Shiny. So I, you know.
The oiling of the scalp. Okay.
It's the oiling of the scalp.
You swear by it, huh?
I swear by it. And after that, you know, I couldn't really afford the whole line of their products because they're high end, right? So like I started just with the oil. And then after that, I bought the shampoo and then the hair mask and then the conditioner. And now I'm just like hooked with all their products.
Oh, so you use the whole line now. Okay.
Now I use the whole line. Yeah. Yeah. The hair mask smells. Oh, it smells amazing. And it's so good. Yeah.
I was going to say, because I ask all my guests this, whether they're like a celebrity, a makeup artist, a clean talk celebrity, the queen and queen like you, what are some of your favorite makeup and skincare products?
Ooh. Okay. So for my
skincare. And nails. Oh, wait, Vanessa, I didn't even ask. How the heck do you keep your manicure so fresh when your job is cleaning?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I get manicures every 2 weeks on the dot, which is 2 times a month. I don't care what's going on around me or in my life. I will go get a manicure. And not just any manicure, a Russian manicure. Look, for anybody out there listening, if you have not tried a Russian manicure, your life, your whole world is going to be completely changed and rocked forever. Russian manicure is where it's at. I don't know what I was doing
before
that.
Wait, what's a Russian manicure? Just the nail salon you go to, the women are Russian? Or is this like a French manicure but different style?
Okay, so it's the type of manicure that they do on you. But I feel like, if I could be wrong, right? But I feel like this technique started in Russia. Yes. Many people, they don't know, but I actually went to nail technician school, to beauty school. So I'm a licensed nail technician. So
I know. You know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, yes. But it basically, they go upwards into your cuticle and they clean it up. So instead of starting your manicure or like your paint job, like right here, like at the middle of your nail, they started all the way to the back, which means your manicure is going to look fresher. And like you just got it done even after 2 weeks.
So you won't have that like empty ring near the cuticle. No. Do they then have to clean up on the skin because it gets on the skin as they do it?
No, they don't. They don't get any mess.
Tighter with their brush up in there. Okay.
Yes. And it's
so you don't get gels and you can make a manicure last 2 weeks.
No, I get this is gel manicure. So Russian manicure is done with gel for the most part.
Gel closer to the cuticle.
Yes, exactly. So manicures every 2 weeks on the dot. You know, also because my hands are always on camera, I feel like people who watch me deserve to look at me and not have crusty nails. Like, it's the least I can give them, you know?
Well, I am one of those people. And I was like, okay, they're probably gels, but I know you keep them nice and short. So I was like, maybe they're super just her short, nails. Yeah. I had to ask. Okay, so gel manicure, Russian technique. Yeah. That's the way to go. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't use any fake nails. So it is my nail because I'm always cleaning, like you said, I don't like anything getting underneath my nails. So definitely just my nails and keep them super short. But also I do tend to use gloves when I'm using harsh chemicals to protect my skin and, you know, my nails and all of that. So yeah, just constant manicures, I guess.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt myself when I asked you that question, but I was like, wait, I have to ask about our manicures. Before I asked about some of your favorite makeup and skincare right now, is there anything that you're loving these days?
Yeah, so I am a very minimal person when it comes to my skincare. I got into this frenzy when TikTok was like at the highest peak where people were going crazy buying all these things. And my skin hated it because I was putting like oils and this and that and a toner. And my skin was like, whoa, girl, what you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to me?
I have heard this story. The barrier function gets ruined.
Oh my God. Like,
yeah, I hear you.
So no, none of that for me. Sunscreen and moisturizer. That is it. That is
okay,
it. I don't do
it. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, let me bring it back. Let me bring it back to the good old days. So I stopped doing all of that. When I go out, I put sunscreen and, you know, my moisturizer, and at night I just put the moisturizer, and I use the same one for day and night. It's the Believe moisturizing balm. Not the aqua balm, the moisturizing balm. And it feels so good. And like, I don't have any pimples. I don't get overly greasy. I don't get dry. I feel like minimal skincare routine for me is what worked the best, in my opinion.
Yes. Now let's talk about your lashes. They're beautiful. What's
Thank
going
you.
On? Is this mascara? Which mascara? Is this some individuals, extensions?
Yeah, it's extension lashes. Again, every time when I go.
They look so good.
Yeah. Because you know what? Out of my whole makeup routine, I enjoyed everything. And there was the one thing that I hated. Like, I actually hated putting on my lashes. Or I hated that I had to sit there and put 3 coats of mascara to make my lashes stand out. And had to dry them and then separate them. I was going crazy. I was like, no. This is not bringing me joy. How can we repair it? You know? Mm-hmm. So one of my parents was like, why don't you just get lash extensions? I started getting them, and oh my God, my life was forever changed. You know, I was like, how? Like, you know, because now I could just put a little concealer, blush, lip gloss, and I'm out the door because lashes be popping all the time. So
I hear you. I'm like high maintenance, so I can be low maintenance. So I'm all about anything, even if you have to go in to get it done. But then on the day to day, less effort.
Yeah, because like it takes an hour and 15 minutes every 2 weeks. But it saves me so much time on my everyday basis. So for me, it's 100% worth it. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Any other beauty products that you love right now you want to share with us before you have to do my little speed round of questions? I warned her, everyone.
Yeah, she did send it to me. And my husband did too. He was like, you know, she's going to ask you a bunch of questions. I'm like, bring it on. Yes, you know, sometimes I shoot with companies like Clorox or Walmart, and I have to be on makeup for upwards of like 15 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like I have a routine of makeup pat down that will last me up to 18 hours. I have timed it. So I know it can last me up to 18 hours. First of all, you have to prime your face, use whatever primer you want, but I use a Tatcha Silk Canvas primer to like the pores and the mattifying, all of that. Foundation, Estee Lauder, Double Wear. Nothing. There's nothing else on the market like that. Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. You know.
Yeah.
I know it's nothing new, nothing fresh. There's a reason why it's still around. Think about it. After many years, it's still around. It's still like their number one selling product, Laura Mercier translucent powder. And then I use a setting spray that is like theater setting spray. So the brand for setting spray is like what they use on theaters. Okay, so I don't use this every day. So just keep in mind, for every day, I use my good old Urban Decay All Nighter setting spray. That should be good to go. You should be good to go with that for an everyday kind of makeup. But if you need like if you have your wedding, you know, an event, you're on theater, you are going to appear on screen, whatever it is, the Ben Nye setting sprays for like theater makeup. And it's like glue for your face. You will almost feel like, oh, this is like hairspray for my face. But it will make your makeup last all day long. Just seriously, all day long. You can go until next day. Yeah, it's amazing.
And you do that after the eye makeup's done and everything, like very last
after
step.
Everything is done. I do sometimes try to cover my lashes just because they could tend to make them like clump together. So I just kind of put one hand over my lashes, do my whole face, and then do the other, you know, cover the other eye and then do the other. Yeah.
And that's how you get your makeup to look good for, would you promise us, 18 hours?
18 hours, yeah.
Impressive. Impressive. Yeah. I knew you'd know. Okay. Before I let you go, they're not like speed rounds, so,
okay.
But you know, just don't think too hard about it. Okay. Your least favorite thing or your least favorite place in the home to clean. What is it?
Stove. Kitchen. Ugh. I hate the grease.
Stove.
The stove, especially if you have a gas stove. Ugh. You're automatically, when I was a housekeeper, you're automatically my least favorite client. No, absolutely. I already hate coming to your house to clean it. I hate stoves.
My least favorite. I think mine might be your least. I'll do my own stove. Yes. Okay. What's your favorite thing to clean?
The bathroom. The bathroom. It just, I get to
the use whole the bathroom. Bleed.
The whole bathroom. I don't know. People hate cleaning the bathroom, but for me, it's. I don't know. It just has such a nostalgic thing. And when you have a clean bathroom, you have a clean house. Maybe that's just me, but if my bathroom is clean, I have a clean house. I don't care if I haven't changed my sheets in a month. My bathroom is clean. You can eat off my floor.
Oh my God. Jess and I have talked about this. Like if guests are coming over unexpectedly, like it's just a Clorox wipe and right to the bathroom sink and the bathroom toilet just to double check. That's then they can't judge you because at least that's clean.
Exactly.
Right?
Like I don't care if my whole house is a mess. It's like all clutter. But if my bathroom is clean, I'm a clean person.
You absolutely. I feel you. Okay. Who is the celebrity whose home you'd like to see? Because I don't want to assume you're going there to clean their house.
Right.
But me personally, I would love to clean some celebrities' house just so, you know, you could see how they live and whatever. Who is that person for you that you would love to get inside and do that?
Okay. I know Sandra Bullock lives in Austin, Texas, or at least she has a house in Austin, Texas. So if she would just give, Sandra, if you're listening, just give me a shot. I'm not going to steal anything and I'm a great house cleaner. You can have cameras around me. But oh my God, I would like, first of all, she's my favorite actress of all time. Like I would die for her. I love her so much. But I know she lives here. So it's actually like kind of possible.
It's perfect.
She's close. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she'd be cool too because after you're done, we'll like have a drink, sit down and chat. Okay. Sandra Bullock. Got it.
Yes.
What's the thing you wish everyone on TikTok knew about you before they started sounding off in your comments?
I wish people knew that I am not stupid and that's not the reason why I became a housekeeper. People have such misconceptions that people who are housekeepers made some really poor decisions in their lives and that's why they ended up here. And I wish people knew that housekeepers are just people. You know, you don't have to treat us inferior to you. We're doing an honest job and we're doing a very tough job that not a lot of people like to do. You know, we are down on our knees scrubbing toilets. We are, our backs hurt, our legs hurt. Just if you have a housekeeper, don't be rude. You know, just offer her a glass of water. Hey, is my temperature okay? Can I lower the temperature? Because they be sweating. We be sweating when we clean your house. So just don't be rude to housekeepers. You know, it's just like
any other. Don't be rude. And like you said when you started, don't think I'm stupid because I'm a housekeeper.
Yeah, exactly. Obvious. I went to private school. I'm not stupid. Yeah. I know three languages. I am not stupid. You know, it's just, you know, life takes some twists and turns and you gotta go with it and you never know where it's actually gonna take you. Look at me now. If I had said being a housekeeper, that's awful, I would not be here today. So don't be rude. That's all.
Don't make assumptions about people. It's good advice. Okay, last question. At the end of the day, you told me you work hard. Clearly you're like a workaholic. How do you relax? Like what makes you relax at the end of the day?
Okay, I'm a huge homebody. So something about me is you will find me in my house. You might not find me at, you know, partying. I'm not really like a huge party person, but you will find me in my house. That's a sure thing. So my husband and I don't have kids, but we are always together. So I would say we love cuddling in our couch and watching a movie. That's what we love to do. Yeah.
Anything better for relaxing?
A
couch cuddle in a movie? What else?
My dogs. My dogs bring me so much joy. So I'm a huge dog person.
How many
dogs
do you have?
I have 3 Shih Tzus. Yeah.
I saw a Shih Tzu, but then I didn't know if it was always the same one or different ones. And I don't think I knew that about you, but 3 of them. And what are their names?
Yeah. So the oldest one is 13 years old. She's my old lady. Her name is Gorda. Gorda in Spanish. She was so fat when she was little. And then the middle one is 2.5 years old. She's my pandemic baby. I got her right when the pandemic was.
I have one too.
Yeah, she's my pandemic dog. And her name is Pulguita or Pulga, which means flea in Spanish, because she was so tiny that she would fit under the door, which is crazy.
What?
I know. Yeah. Wow. Under the door. Yeah. And then my third baby, we got her 8 months ago, and her name is Tati, and she's my chocolate Shih Tzu. And she's so fat and chunky. We love her.
Oh, they sound so fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited I got to meet you. Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge with us. And also just like keeping me entertained. And sometimes I just watch your video and I feel like I cleaned my house.
Love that.
You know what I mean? So yes. Thank you for that. And thanks for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.